How did you get to know Mabel?
It's a long story.
All right. Because you said you knew mostly Americans, and I was wondering.
Well, she was taking singing lessons. She got off Beverly and Fairfax, so she was one bus stop sooner. She got off one bus stop sooner.
Sooner than
she's supposed to get off. She's supposed to get off Doheny.
Oh.
You know Beverly Hills?
Yes, yeah.
But she stopped at Fairfax.
Yeah.
Well, I used to work with the boss over there. So he saw her was wandering around looking for newspaper. So she wants to know what the address is, you know, the place you're taking singing lesson. So this man said, little girl, are you lost? She said, I am. She says, have you got yesterday's Hollywood paper? He says, yes, we have it in our garage. He says, I want to see the ad. So she started taking the. She walked with him to the garage, but she didn't go in the garage. She stayed outside, she said. So my boss had a two-story house, my ex-boss.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, what are you doing? She asked Mabel. She says, well, she said, I'm taking singing lesson. I got off the wrong. So she said, you know, she said, I got a Chinese boy. She says, used to work for me. His name is Lou.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, are you happy what you're doing? She says, if you're not, she says, so she gave him my telephone number. So Mabel called me. That's how we started meeting.
Your boss was a man or a woman?
A woman.
Oh.
Her brother, she was a single, she was a widow.
Now, you married Mabel in 1940, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
then we both work at family houses.
Family houses?
Yeah, as husband and wife.
Oh, I see. Okay. What's a family house?
What's a family house?
Uh-huh.
It's like you have a house, you need somebody to take care of your place.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So we worked for the two financiers.
Mm-hmm.
We worked for them for about a year, and then later on, she wants her to do the laundry. I said, it's too much work. Mm-hmm. So I put the ad in the newspaper. So we worked for William Holden.
Oh, I see.
So she took care of the little girl, and I took care of the whole house.
Oh, I see.
So when we quit them and went to a chop suey business, and they were crying their head off. They don't want us to leave. And William Holden promised us, say, every child you get, I make a movie star if you stay with us.
Okay. How many children did you have?
Two.
Were they born?
They were born in Santa Monica Lutheran Hospital.
at the time you were living at William Holden's?
No. They were born when we were in Culver City.
Oh, I see.
We couldn't afford it earlier.
Okay. Well, so generally speaking, do you feel more Chinese or more American?
Well, to tell the truth, but it doesn't make a bit of difference.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't tell me how you feel.
Well, I'm near Chinese, I feel Chinese. I'm near American, I feel American.
Oh.
I'm near the Jewish people, I feel Jewish. We got Jewish friends, we visit all the time.
Mm-hmm. You mean you didn't feel strange when you were being with them, or did you feel closer to one group?
No, there's no difference. No matter where I go, I make myself feel at home. I won't enter any houses if I don't feel at home.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't feel at home, I won't even be friends with them.
What about the recent immigrants, recent people from Hong Kong?
I haven't met anyone.
You haven't?
Mm.
Okay. Do you go to church?
No.
And did you ever feel bad about being Chinese? Did you feel sorry for yourself?
No. because after all, everybody's individual. I can, if my father's black, I can't change to be something else. If I was Chinese, I can't change myself to be white.
Would you rather be white?
Makes me very different. That's what I am. What I am.
Would it? Do you think life would have been
be different?
Mm-hmm.
Well, life could be different if I was if I have my own parents, but I can't find my own parents.
What about Mabel? Did you and her feel the same way? Did you both associate with the same groups of people?
Well, yeah, we both associate with the same group of people.
Mm-hmm. And she feels the same way you do?
Oh, yes.
So, do you think you're typical, you know, Chinese? In comparison with the other Chinese that are that have been here for the past few decades?
Well, I don't know what you mean by that, but because if I can't, as I told you before, if I can't be at home in anybody's houses, I leave.
Mm-hmm. No, what I mean is, do you know of other Chinese who came here like, 30, 40 years ago like you did and had to work and struggle and make a living and then, you know, do they feel the same way you do? Or do you think you feel differently from them?
I haven't met it. I don't know any of them.
You don't know any old-time Chinese in Los Angeles?
Mm-mm.
You've been here for the past, what, 4 years?
Yeah.
4 years?
Yeah. See, those I know, they die already.
Oh. So, how do you know of any Chinese friends now that have been here for quite some time?
No, I don't.
And those friends of yours that have died, when they were alive, did they tell you about how they feel about being Chinese?
No, they never said because they were all in business. They don't care how, you know.
Did you ever take, say for instance, take your Chinese friends and go and visit another American friend and introduce them?
No. Because, you know, the Chinese people is this way, see? Either when you go to visit them, they don't want to leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
Not Chinese, you know, they don't want to leave the house.
Mm-hmm. Do they come over to your house?
Who?
Your Chinese friends.
Yeah. Once in a while they come over. They used when the kid was small, those I know, they used to come over and play with the kids all the time.
Mm. You have two daughters, right?
A daughter and a son.
Okay. And what about at home? Did you use any Chinese medicine?
No. No, we. No, I don't use one of the Chinese medicine. I use American medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But the people give me some, but I still haven't been here.
What about in recreation? What do you do in your spare time?
Right now, it's gone.
Before?
Before, we used to go to show and this and that.
Did you ever play mahjong?
Yeah, when I go to San Francisco.
Oh.
But out here, we never can get a horse.
I see. But did you prefer things like movies and going to ball games rather than doing those Chinese stuff? Did you have preference for one or the other?
Well, I like a football, but I don't like baseball.
Mm-hmm. Did you join any American cultural or social organizations, any clubs, things like that?
No, because we didn't ever have time.
So,
my wife joined the Chinese movement, but she didn't have time to go either. So she dropped out of it.
Mm-hmm. And you have never written to your friends and relatives in China, right?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about Chinese associations? Yeah. Those associations in Chinatown, did you join any family associations, things like that?
No, but I donate money, but I don't join them because...
To whom?
What?
I donate money to whom?
For family association.
Your family association?
Yeah, they come and they used to come and store and collect it all the time.
Oh.
Because you join or not, they come and collect it.
Really?
Oh yeah.
And you have to give them?
Oh yeah.
To them? What would happen to you if you didn't want to pay?
Well, I guess it's, they call you cheapskate, I guess, that's all.
Oh, I see.
But I mean, they don't force you, but you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
But they do come around and collect.
So you just pay the money, but you
yeah.
never participated in any of the activities?
No, because I don't have the, we don't have the time.
See, so I was, you were all very busy with the coffee shop.
Mm-hmm. See, I was, for a while back, I was going to join the club for Father Farm.
Oh, yes, the
CAC. But with her condition, I couldn't go out at night, so I just forward, you know, forget about it.
Mm. I see.
See, all the club meetings at night, I can't leave her at night with her condition.
How much did they collect from you, those, your family association?
I don't remember, sometimes maybe $25, $35, $40.
A month?
A year.
A year.
You know, but how they call it, the candlelight, they call it.
Oh, candlelight, yeah.
Yeah.
And which families did you think were most important in Los Angeles over the last, mostly in the 40s and the...
What do you mean, which family?
Well, in the history of Los Angeles, there were some prominent Chinese families. Or do you think there were any prominent Chinese families?
Well, I don't associate with her, I don't know.
Mm, that's right. And did you know what kind of jobs the Chinese worked at before World War II, mostly?
Well, mostly it's, I guess it's marketing, mostly.
Marketing?
Yeah.
Oh, you work in the grocery?
Not grocery, it's a vegetable, you know, vegetable market.
Vegetable market?
Yeah.
I see. They were workers there?
Yeah. In other words, they buy from the farmer and they resell it.
Oh. So that's a business you're
yeah.
talking about. Okay. Well, what kind of paid jobs did people get, like monthly salary paid jobs?
Before the war?
Uh-huh.
If they got $60 a month, they're doing good.
Right, okay. So $60 was a month was above average.
Yeah.
What was the average pay?
About
30. 30? I see. And what sort of jobs did they do for $30 a month?
Well, most likely it's working in a market or working household.
Or household help, like you and Mary.
Yeah.
I see. Anything other than market and household? Do they get into any of the...
Well, they got in the grocery store and laundry.
But they own those things.
Yeah.
That's for... I'm talking about jobs which they get paid, that they're not bosses of.
Well, some work for the Chinese laundry.
Uh-huh.
When I was in Chicago, they hired people
mm-hmm.
in a laundry.
Did any work for American factories or things of that sort?
Those days, they wouldn't even hire you.
No.
American factory, they wouldn't hire you.
Oh, they wouldn't hire you. Did they come out and say so? Or did you just know that they won't hire you?
Well, you go there, they go there, first thing you do, what do you want, China boy?
Oh.
They say, we got no job for you. That's what they say to you.
Then how did you get the defense job?
Oh, defense job, the government make them tie.
Oh, I see.
even have women and all that stuff.
When did you work for North America again?
Around 1940.
1940. And you worked on
1941, I think.
41. Okay. That was right after you married Mabel, mm-hmm. and before you started the restaurant.
I was starting a restaurant already.
Oh, you started the restaurant.
Yeah.
Already. I see.
But they say either you produce or you go on a service.
Okay. And after you finished the restaurant on Western Avenue, the Chinese one, then you went and worked for William Holden on
No, that's before, way before. Way before.
Which was way before?
What?
When did you work for as a household help?
1940.
Oh, wait, just right after you married Mabel, the two of you worked together?
Yeah.
Okay, just from 40 to 41, right?
41 or 42.
Okay.
See, the world, after the war started, then we quit there.
Mm-hmm. How much did you get paid as a household help?
The end of this tape.